This is a crucial time for Brazil. In a couple months, Brazilians will elect a new president. It's not clear yet who will win. The country is trying to dig out from a huge corruption scandal and the worst recession in its history. NPR's Philip Reeves traveled deep into Brazil to find out how young people are thinking about their futures in difficult times.
We've come to the south of Brazil, to cattle and soybean country. Antonio Giandragi's been making music around here for decades. People here are particularly fond of Andragi's speciality. Brazilian music called sertanejo.
Olha, música sertaneja aqui no nosso país.
Andragi says people here prefer a traditional kind of sertanejo, country songs that speak of
sobre amor, sobre aventuras, peão de boiadeiro,
romance and adventure, of brave cowboys crossing rivers teeming with piranha fish. He's actually wearing a black cowboy hat.
A gente é boa, hospitaleira, a comitiva vai tocar.
These are songs from a man's world. Now a new form of sertanejo has arrived here that's defiantly giving voice to Brazilian women who are young and single. It's proving very popular. We're at Expo Londrina, a giant agricultural fair in the Brazilian state of Paraná. Andragi plays this gig every year. Ranchers and breeders come to the show to see the latest technology, to auction cattle and display immaculately groomed sheep in the hope of winning a trophy. Here you can buy a super-sized tractor, a peacock, or a pig. You can eat in cafes where every main dish once had hooves or trotters, or go to the horse shed and admire a legendary rodeo stud. This is mostly a macho world. Men hold two-thirds of Brazil's agribusiness jobs. Yet young women are pushing back, says Laísa Soares, who's 23.
That is changing. You can see women driving trucks, working in farms, veterinarian girls. So I think it's getting better.
Soares is studying to become a veterinarian and has come to the fair to attend a lecture. She wants a successful career, although she's sure she'll face discrimination because of her age and gender.
I feel it like when we are working, people think women can't do that, but no, women can do anything they want. It's kind of normal to hear men talking some bad things about girls and women, you know? But it's not normal. People need to know that it's not normal.
Soares says one way Brazilian women can get that message across is through sertanejo music, because music is changing too.
Right now, women are taking place in sertanejo music. So the subjects in the songs are different right now. They're representing the girl power, I think.
The sun is beginning to set over the expo showground. Crowds of young women are heading for the ground's giant arena. They're here to see some of that girl power firsthand. One of its pioneers, Marília Mendonça, is about to perform. At 22, Mendonça is already a superstar. She was Brazil's most popular singer on YouTube over the last 3 years. You hear her songs all over the country. Some people use another word to describe her kind of sertanejo, feminejo.
Eu sou muito fã da Marília Mendonça.
Camila da Silva, who's 28, is among the fans.
A Marília tem ótimas músicas, mas também tem as...
Marília Mendonça sings great songs, she says, that give women self-worth. Mendonça arrives for the show and steps into her dressing room. Stardom so early in life has taken her by surprise.
It's a very big surprise. I never imagined that we would win over my city, let alone Brazil.
Mendonça says it happened naturally and thinks this is because she sings about the world as it really is.
Eu falo que eu sou a Marília Mendonça, são várias mulheres numa só.
I say that Marília Mendonça is various different women rolled into one. I talk about things that have happened in my life and things that have happened in the lives of other women around me.
In Brazil, Marília Mendonça has become the voice of young women who push back by singing about walking out on bad relationships and about having the confidence to be yourself. One of her biggest hits, Alô Porteiro, is about banning an ex-boyfriend from returning to her apartment. Mendonça says she never actually set out deliberately to spread a social message.
But women identify with the music. They start taking action, like kicking a partner out who's unfaithful, or leaving home if they're not being treated properly there.
This is not exactly radical feminism. But remember, Brazil's at heart a conservative country. Machismo runs deep here. Marília Mendonça relishes challenging that in her own way.
My feminism is a feminism of attitude. I've never gone out to protest in the street. My life is protest.
Her show begins. The arena is filled with some 15,000 people. Fans are taking videos with their cell phones and drinking beer. Who's single, happy, and doesn't want to get hitched in 2018? Raise your hand, says Mendonça. Lots of hands go up. This crowd has many young women. Many seem to know these songs by heart and are singing along. I'm not obliged to satisfy you. I take care of my own life, say the lyrics. As the night deepens and Marília Mendonça's songs echo across cattle country, there's every reason to hope these young Brazilians will take care of their own lives very well indeed. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Londrina.